This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. And, of course, I am your trusty sidekick host, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, we are seeing this women's march. We've seen this women's march for a few years in response to the Trump's grab 'em by the pee comment that he made many, many years ago. This is amazing. It must be so amazing to be Donald Trump. You say one thing, like 20 years ago, on a bus, in private, locker room talk, and entire leftist movements are based after that. That must be so validating and so amazing. You see, leftists don't even realize that they are playing right into this guy's hands by making themselves look so silly and foolish. The people who are always claiming that it is totally insane, for Trump is absolutely insane. He's mentally defunct. He's mentally ill. The same people who are going around dressing up as vaginas, full body suits that look like vaginas. These are the people who are calling Trump mentally ill. The people who scream at the sky, these are the people who call Trump mentally ill. The people who think that boys can turn into girls, these are the people who are saying that Trump is mentally ill. These women marchers, the women's marchers who flouted their pink vagina hats, their cat hats. I mean, they started as cat hats, now they're vagina hats. Well, some of these women's marchers are saying that the vagina hats are not inclusive enough because they're pink. Well, some vaginas aren't pink. What about brown vaginas? And wait a minute. What about women who don't have vaginas, i.e. women who have penises, i.e. transgendered? They're saying that the vagina hat is not inclusive enough because there are some women out there who have penises. This is utterly insane, yet these are the people who are saying that Trump is insane. This is yet another example of the left eating its own tail. They were doing it last year when a couple of Jews tried to go to the women's march. And since they were sporting an Israeli flag, and since the women's march is not about equality or anything, it's not about equality, it's about a leftist agenda. And according to the left, Israel is a great oppressor. Israel is like a little America in the Middle East, a little colonial country in the Middle East that is oppressing the Palestinians. So no matter how gay you are, no matter how liberal you are, no matter how much you support the women's march, no matter how much you support, quote, equality, they don't want you there if you're waving an Israeli flag. And this year, they don't want you there if you have a pink vagina. Watch this. You are going to start hearing that having a pink vagina is white supremacy. Because white people have, quote, pink vaginas. What about brown vaginas? What about yellow vaginas? What about green vaginas? We have to be all inclusive of all the colors of the rainbow, don't we? Pink is just too exclusive. So Donald Trump welcomed a physical. Of course, he gets looked after and checked out by the doctor constantly, Dr. Ronny Jackson, the White House physician. And it turns out that other than a little bit of high cholesterol, President Trump is in perfect physical and mental health. He said, Dr. Ronny Jackson, he said, I have found no reason whatsoever to think that President Trump has any issues whatsoever with his thought process. Well, that sort of flies in the face of the whole narrative that Donald Trump is absolutely insane. Of course, the New York Times, for some reason, felt it necessary to mention the new book, Fire and Fury, by Michael Wolff, the hatchet piece that was basically written out of insinuations and rumors and nothing confirmed. It's this book that liberals are just loving, they're just dying to see, because a guy sat there in the Oval Office or in the West Wing basically observing the administration, and then he wrote this hatchet piece. against Donald Trump. And now everyone needs to know about his mental capacity and his mental state. Why do we need to know that, New York Times? Why do we need to know that in this article where you're talking about Trump's health? Could it be that despite his clean bill of health from a doctor that you still want to put out these ideas? That Trump is sick? That Trump is mentally defunct? That Trump is crazy? You see, liberals like to do they like to attack from both sides. All right? He's crazy and he's evil. He's an evil, crazy genius. You see, they have to make him evil, too, because if he were just crazy, well, then that would be, if they were to criticize him for being crazy, well, wouldn't that be like ableism? Being crazy is sort of a disability. Wouldn't that be ableism? Wouldn't they be going against their own philosophy not to shame people who are sick? No. They have to add the whole evil part. So now that he's got a clean bill of health, they can just go right back to the evil part, right? They can just say, oh, Trump is an evil guy. Well, not if you're the Washington Post. The Washington Post is so invested in this meme, this idea, this falsehood, that Trump is mentally defunct, that he's mentally ill, that they are now saying that Trump's doctor might not be okay. Isn't that unbelievable? In an opinion piece in the Washington Post by Dana Milbank, he's an opinion writer, he saw the results of the test, and now he's not questioning Donald Trump anymore. He's questioning the doctor. He's saying, well, is this doctor okay? Okay, well, let's examine this doctor. Let's get another doctor to examine this doctor. I guarantee you, this doctor is going to come out with a clean bill of health, and then the Washington Post is going to be examining that doctor. Is that doctor okay? Is the doctor that checked out the doctor who checked out Donald Trump, is he okay? This is the chortles of a death rattle. This is a spiral. They are going out of control. And I couldn't be happier about it. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier that the demagoguery and the lies and the deception and the deceit is being put out there for the world to see. Now, this is exactly the kind of article that I would post on the disgruntled millennial Facebook. Because we don't shy away from articles from the Washington Post. We don't shy away from articles from the New York Times. We take them on head on. Because this is absolutely insane. The left is so invested in their narrative. And, you know, we hear all the time from the left about doctors. We have to listen to the doctors. We have to listen to the scientists and the medical professionals. But now we have a doctor, a great doctor, a reputable doctor, giving Trump a clean bill of health. He's a tad overweight. I'm a tad overweight. Doesn't make me crazy. Doesn't mean I'm unfit to do my job. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting live from my safe space down here in Florida. I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. We will be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck. Maybe a headache or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Of course, I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and your patriarchy. We were just talking a little bit about Donald Trump's health. We were talking a little bit about the Women's March and how they're chortling out their very last death rattle. And, I mean, we're still going to see them. The left is going to continue to beat a dead horse. But what's going on with the Women's March right now is nothing more than the left eating its own tail. Now you can't wear pink. You can't wear pink P-word hats because pink is not inclusive enough. White women tend to have pink vajayjays. And, well, you know, there are men out there, there are women out there who don't even have vajayjays. There are women out there who have penises, and, well, the pink hats are not inclusive of them. This is how you know they're just a bunch of leftists and don't really truly care about equality or equal pay for women or health care for all or any of that good stuff. They don't really care about that. What they really care is about promulgating their agenda and slamming Trump and conservatives wherever they get the chance. It's an Alinsky tactic that has basically backfired on the left. Like I was saying before, they say Trump is crazy and they say he's evil. Right? You can't really have both, right? If he's so unhinged, if he's so crazy and unhinged, well, then he's sick, right? He's sick. He's a sick man. Where's the compassion? Where's the compassion from the left? The tolerance of from the left of sick people, right? Where is it? We don't see it. If anything, it's more of a selective kind of thing. They can choose the people for whom they want to feel sorry and feel guilty and support. The sick people. They don't really care about sick people. They care about leftist sick people. And if you're not a leftist or if you're apolitical, then they care about you insofar as they can use you as like for example, when Piers Morgan brought out the young kid on a wheelchair who got shot. Dancing on, doing the Macarena on the tragedies of other people in order to promote their political agenda. This is something that the leftists do. Jimmy Kimmel trotting out his baby for the world, shedding some tears. The politics of emotions. But when you make everything about emotions, and when you make everything about, oh, this poor guy and that poor guy, and you don't do anything rational, you're going to end up with a few contradictory beliefs. You know, if I thought that feminism and Women's March and hashtag Me Too were actually about helping women, I would jump on board. I would jump on board. But these feminists can't even get their own story straight. Are they strong, powerful, independent women that can do everything themselves? Or do they need government help to pay for their birth control and health care and abortions? Which is it? Is it patriarchal for a man to want to help a woman and to be a support to her and to feed her and clothe her and protect her? Or is it patriarchal for a man to say, all right, no more goodies, no more handouts, no more birth control, no more abortion, no more welfare for you. You do this on your own like the strong, proud woman that you are. Well, that's patriarchal too. If I said, go, I said, you are free to do whatever you want, but you have to pay for it yourself. Do you think that the Women's March would like that? We could say, if we said, you deserve equal pay, all you have to do is go and negotiate it for yourself. Do you think the Women's March would be okay with that? Men tend to negotiate higher wages. Men tend to be more ambitious. I know it's super politically incorrect to say that there is any difference between men and women, but come on, look down there. Just look at it. A man is not a woman. A woman is not a man, no matter how much you wish it to be so. There was an old singer named Genuine who went on a reality TV show with a transgender person. This person offered to give him a kiss, and he said no. Because he doesn't want to kiss a man. And this is what I mean when I say the left is eating their own tail. They're overplaying their hand. They are so overplaying their hand. You want the support. If you want the support of folks around the world, and especially here in America, to support your cause, why are you trying to alienate them by calling them transphobic for not wanting to kiss a girl with a penis? That's the new narrative now. You're not really a man if you won't kiss a woman with a penis. In other words, you are not a man. You are a fragile, cisgendered straight person if you don't want to kiss a person with a penis. Otherwise, you're not a man. You're not a real man if you're not man enough to kiss a woman with a penis. How utterly crazy and absurd is that? And these are the people that are calling Trump insane. These are the people that are calling Trump crazy. They want you to defy what your lying eyes are showing you and see that penis as a, I don't know what you, but they want you to see it as. Now, you would think that the trans movement and the LGBT movement and the Women's March, you'd think they would be natural enemies, right? I don't even know why LGBT are together. Lesbian and gays, why are they together with trans? All we hear from the gay community is, I don't have a choice about being gay. I'm totally gay. I'm gay. I was born gay. But you hear from the trans community, well, you can just choose your gender. You can't choose your sexual orientation, but you can choose your gender. You can be gender fluid. You can be a boy one day and a girl the next day. How does that make sense? Can you be gay one day and straight the next day? And what I want to know is if these marginalized groups, allegedly marginalized groups, are so oppressed, why would anyone choose to be trans? Why would anybody choose that kind of life of oppression and discrimination? Could it be because in America today, gays and trans and women really have it pretty good? Not like in Iran where they throw gays off of buildings and hang them from cranes? Could it be that they actually have it pretty good and they just are dying for some attention? Could it be that they are just dying for some attention? And since it's hip and trendy to be a victim these days, people are trying to, they're reaching to identify with some group, with one of these intersectional feminist groups. If you were born a cisgendered straight white male or a cisgendered straight white female, well, then you've got it too good. You can't really identify with all of your friends, you know? Because you learned at your leftist university that it's all about white supremacy. And if you happen to be a white person, and you happen to buy into this nonsense, well, then you might feel a sense of guilt. Might feel a sense of shame. And you don't want to feel guilt and shame. So you turn to these strange transgender identifications that are just crazy. You know, there's a cat gender out there. People can be cats, dogs. There's a woman who married a chandelier. This is an insane attempt to identify with a victim group. Now, I imagine it's more easy than standing up for truth, looking down at your genitalia and seeing what is there. This is how crazy the left is. Now, do you think feminism helps women or hurts women in the long run? We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Salutations, you are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and my name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, microaggressions, hatred, sexism, and patriarchy. And we were just talking a little bit about feminism, we were talking about Donald Trump, we've been talking a little bit about the patriarchy, we've been talking about the LGBT movement, and how for some reason the L and the G and have made common cause with the T's, and for some reason they are together in the same camp when they actually shouldn't be together in the same camp. Being gay, it's you don't choose being gay, but being trans, you could choose whatever you want. You can be non-binary. You can be gender fluid. Today I'm a woman, tomorrow I'm a man. It's funny how leftism works, isn't it? Isn't it funny how leftism works? You could just will things into existence. You could will a penis into existence. But this is what intersectional feminism does to people. It creates all this cognitive dissonance, and it makes people crazy. It makes people go out there to scream at the sky, to dress up as genitalia. They think they're trolling us, but they just look crazy. They just look insane. Now, feminism hurts women. Feminism hurts women. See, I would be a feminist if I didn't think that feminism hurt women, because I care about women. I love women. Women are awesome. Women should be protected by men who tend to be stronger, right? Here's a hypothetical for you. If you had to fight to the death with someone and you had a choice between fighting a man or a woman, we don't know anything about this man or about this woman. It could be the strongest, bulkiest woman in the world, and you had to fight her hand to hand to the death. And we could be talking about the dinkiest, you know, the smallest, weakliest man in the world who you could flick off you you could blow him off you with a breath of air. We might be talking about those kinds, but you know what? We are probably not talking about them. Would you take your chances fighting the man or fighting the woman if you had to fight someone to the death? You knew nothing about them other than their gender or sex. Who would you pick? Would you pick the man or would you pick the woman? Most women out there would pick the woman. Most women out there implicitly acknowledge that men tend to be stronger, and that if you didn't know anything about person behind door number one or about the person behind door number two, you would pick the woman to fight, because you know that you would have a greater chance of death and harm coming to your person if you chose to fight the man, because in all likelihood, the man is going to be stronger than the woman. But feminism hurts women, because it blurs these lines. It doesn't blur the lines of reality. Reality is reality. Reality is the way it is, no matter what you think about it. But it blurs the mental lines. It blurs your perception of reality. Here's a perfect example. If men and women are absolutely equal in every way, shape, and form, why make a transition from man to woman? Why do you feel, as a trans person, why would you feel the need to transition over? According to feminism, according to your philosophy, you're already the same as a man. You're already the same as a woman. What need do you have to put on woman's clothes or men's clothes? Aren't you just participating in the patriarchy? Aren't women's clothing just a white supremacist way for men to subjugate women? To have differences between the clothing of a man and the clothing of a woman? Women tend to be more ornamental. Don't women understand that by simply calling it patriarchy, by calling it feminism, they're actually negating the philosophy that the philosophy of equality that they're trying to espouse? They're basically admitting that there is a manness. There is such thing as manness. There is such thing as womanness. And they are different. And ne'er shall the two meet other than consensually in bed, or I suppose, you know? But men and women are different. We have different ambitions. We have different goals. We have different views on sex. We want different things out of life. Of course, there are anomalies and things like that. But, you know, like a homosexual or a transgendered or a woman who wants to, you know, drive a truck or a woman who wants to participate in waste management. You don't see many women in waste management. You know, 99% of people who take out the trash, the people who take the waste that sprays out of you after taco night, it is mostly men who take that away. We don't see a lot of women calling for equality in the waste management business. Because that is a man thing to do. Men tend to do the dirty jobs. Men tend to do the jobs that women don't really want to do. We have feminists out there saying, we don't have enough women CEOs, and that's an example of institutional sexism in society. Well, is it institutional sexism for there to be 99% male men in the waste management business? What's the matter? You don't like dealing with and handling feces? No, of course not. That's something they can do. It's funny when it's a nice, cushy job like being a CEO. Oh, we need equality. But when it comes to waste management, garbage men. No, man, the men can keep those jobs. When it comes to alimony and child support, you know, men pay most of the alimony and child support. How about we equal that out a little bit? How about we give men some alimony? No, the truth is, men generally want to protect the eggs. You know, conservative men are probably the most feminist, so to speak. They're probably the most feminist men out there. Every conservative man that I know would put the needs of his woman over the needs of himself. And feminism makes it almost impossible for men to do that. It makes it almost impossible for men to just be men. We hear all this stuff about toxic masculinity. I have never seen a movement in my life that upholds toxic masculinity more than the feminist movement, more than the Me Too movement, more than the Women's March. See, feminists like to blame the patriarchy, but the sexual revolution, we're all just in one big free-for-all, free abortions, free this, free that. I can open my legs and spread them for anyone. Because men and women are the same. We handle sex the same. That has been a bane on the existence of a lot of women. All the sex, none of the commitment. Women used to have the power to demand a commitment before sex, and now they still do. But women don't have the societal support of other women who are doing the same thing. She's seen as a prude, a woman who wants to wait. She's supporting the patriarchy. Don't you get it that men love this stuff? Feminism appeals to the lowest of men. Why buy the cow when you can have the milk for free? Feminists as a group could single-handedly smite toxic masculinity. Because in a society where women have the right to choose with whom they want to have sex with and when, if feminists really wanted to make a difference, they could band together and just say no. And hold men to a higher standard before getting in bed with them. I'm serious. Feminists, as a group, could single-handedly smite this toxic masculinity that they keep groaning about. Feminists make it easier and easier for mean guys who just want to have sex with and objectify women to do just that. They think that by taking on the worst qualities of men, like being a slut and being obnoxious and being crude and being vulgar, they think that they're going to even the score somehow.
Well, it's okay for men to be sluts. Why can't women be sluts, too? Let's walk. Let's start the slut walk. Let's start to free the nipple.
Men will be as slutty as women let them. Especially in a place like America where women get to choose. You know, there are countries in the world where there are real patriarchies out there. Where women don't get to choose with whom they have sex. But men and women are different. It's a numbers game. Men have billions and billions of sperm. Women have maybe a few hundred eggs in their whole life. It's a numbers game. It's supply and demand. If you let men be sluts, they're going to be sluts. Women, you have the control. You have the control. And of course, don't get your panties in a bunch. I want to keep the government out of the bedroom. 100%. Entirely out of the bedroom. As long as there are no children involved, you can do whatever you want as far as I'm concerned. It's your private time. You do whatever you want in your private time. Why do liberals constantly think that conservatives want to just get in the bedroom with you and tell you what to do? They think we want to tell you who to sleep with and who not to sleep with. You know what? I think I speak for most conservatives when I say, we don't care. Do whatever you want. You do you. All I ask is that you leave me out of it and don't make me pay for it. You are entitled to make whatever bad decisions you want in your life. You are entitled to ruin your body with hormones and with hormone replacement therapy and, you know, promiscuous sex and tons of abortions and all this whatever. And you be a nasty woman if you want to, like Ashley Judd likes to say. Just leave me out of it. Don't try to make me pay for it. If you're going to be a strong, independent woman, then be strong, independent, and pay for it your damn self. Meanwhile, let's stop pretending that feminism is good for women. It's not. It's actually counterproductive for women.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in again to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Of course, there are a lot of us. I don't have a monopoly on being disgruntled, but that's just the name that I chose, the disgruntled millennial. You can get me at Shaq General on Twitter. You can get me on Facebook at the disgruntled millennial or the disgruntled millennial 2. We are always playing cat and mouse with Mark Zuckerberg because we are a conservative site and we say conservative things. And some people don't like that. They hate us. They want us to go away, but we are not going anywhere because this is what freedom does. Freedom wants to be free. People want to be free. We were talking a little bit about feminism and how it's bad for women and how even feminists, even the most hardcore of feminists has to acknowledge that there's differences between men and women. Anatomical differences. Universal differences. If you ever wonder why feminists tend to be so angry and unhappy, that's why. That is a part of the cognitive dissonance that comes along with denying reality. Take sex, for example. Even when the woman is on top, the man is still the penetrator, right? He's the thirsty wanderer standing at the gates of the metropolis, hoping to get inside. And it's up to the women. Men have this innate desire to procreate. Women have it too, but it's different. It's different than a man's desire to procreate. A woman wants to know her offspring will be cared for. Men want to care for the offspring. You see? No matter how much they try to convince themselves, women have an innate knowledge of the scarcity of their eggs and the abundance of sperm. They know that they have their pick of available men, that a man can't just come into the room and say, okay, now you belong to me. Why? Because this is the West. Because this is America. Not because men wouldn't be awful and terrible if left to their own devices, untamed and unshackled by social mores, by Western social mores that uphold women and protect women. I think women innately know that men have a certain nature, but that we are tameable, that we are able to be domesticated. And sex is the leverage that God gave to women to use to tame and domesticate men. And I use those verbs, tame and domesticate, purposefully. Men don't need to domesticate women. Women sort of come pre-domesticated. You literally have to brainwash the femininity out of women. But men, they have to learn to be men. Boys don't come pre-domesticated. And that's why you have this toxic masculinity out there, because women have given up on the need to domesticate men. They've given up on the need to hold men accountable. Because in their effort to allegedly promote equality, they've actually tipped the scale a little bit towards men. Now men can just get sex whenever they want. So why should a man devote all the resources that it takes to start a family? See, I won't choose to go my own way, but I understand that there are a lot of men out there who just want to go their own way. These weaponized women out there who just criticize and pick and peck at men. It's almost not worth it to try and go date someone. Because if you look at a woman cross-eyed, she'll accuse you of sexual harassment. If she regrets a sexual encounter later on nowadays, she can cry rape. It's too risky. I'm not saying women don't have sex drive. Of course women have sex drive. I'm sure women want sex just as much as men do. But pretending as though the stakes aren't greater for women in any sexual encounter is obtuse. Anything could go wrong for the woman. In any given sexual encounter between a man and a woman takes most of the risks, right? They're more likely to get pregnant. STDs are more easily passed to women. And of course, no one wants to talk about the emotional differences between men and women and their respective approaches to sex. Women deep down in their DNA know that promiscuity is not great for the spirit. They know that abortion has detrimental health risks. But they support it anyway, so they can even the playing field. Why would you want to even the playing field? Men take out the trash. You don't want to take out the trash. Let there be a little bit of imbalance. You know, there were a lot of women who came out in the first wave of feminism when women were just trying to get the right to vote, when the suffragettes were doing their thing. There were a lot of women who came out and said, no, we don't want to go to war. We don't want to pay the taxes. We don't want to get jobs. We don't want all that responsibility. That's not what we want. There were a lot of women who opposed the suffragettes. Now, I don't think we should go back to that, but I do think that there should be certain guidelines for whether or not you can vote, right? Like, take for example, if you are taking government cheese, you shouldn't have the right to vote on that. Because who is going to vote their government cheese away? Who is going to vote their welfare away? Who is going to vote their free health care away? There was something to be said about owning land and owning property and actually having some skin in the game if you are going to go out there and vote. Now, I'm extremely glad women have the right to vote. I'm extremely glad that nowadays it is almost virtually impossible to claim institutional sexism. This toxic masculinity that you all chortle about, that you feminists chortle about, is a societal structure put in place to protect women, not to subjugate them. The exact opposite of to subjugate them. It's to place them on a pedestal, to value them, to protect the eggs from would-be rapists, from bad men, from other bad men. No, women are not brood mares, and conversely, men are not glorified bars of gold. Men are not glorified resources. I contend that if women actually got the equality that they were looking for, they wouldn't be happier. They would be less happy. It's because feminism illustrates a deep and hostile misconception about what it means to be a woman. They think that being a woman is all about waging war on men. Men and women don't have to be the same. Men and women are complementary. Whether you believe that God made it that way or evolution made it that way, the fact remains that men and women are complementary beings, and they don't have to be at war with one another. And ironically, before feminism, women actually stood together to temper and tamp down and tone down the male libido. Now you got Tinder, you could just swipe right and swipe left. I swear, men love this stuff. Men, toxic masculinity, they love this stuff. They love feminism because they get free sex. With no strings attached. Of course you're going to have all these virtue signaling men out there going, yeah, you're not a real man unless you're a feminist. Feminism has made getting laid so easy. Feminism has made meaningless sex so easy. Feminism has made it so easy for a toxic man to just have sex with a woman and just disregard her, like throw her out like the next day's trash. And if she doesn't want to do it, if she doesn't want to have sex, well, guess what? There's a feminist right around the corner who will. And I'm not really claiming any virtue in this regard. I'm a millennial. I grew up in this society. I grew up in my human growth and development class, they didn't even teach abstinence as an option. Because it's too unrealistic. Because teenagers, they've got their libidos and their hormones raging. It's just improbable. It's unrealistic to think that kids just won't have sex. You know what? Maybe for some people it is. But if you don't teach that as an option, people aren't going to think that it's an option. No, my community was extremely cavalier about sex. And guess when I lost my virginity? I lost my virginity at 14 years old. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know what happened. I had sex and I didn't even know that it had happened. Until right afterwards. I almost wish I had waited. I do wish I had waited. It was careless. It was reckless. And when I was in school, you didn't even have all this stuff that you have today. The transgender movement where now human growth and development books are being rewritten to acknowledge that men can be women and women can be men. Confusing these young kids. Confusing these children. You know they're trying to teach little kids in elementary school about transgenderism? I truly feel bad for normal, regular people, men and women, who just want to date in 2018, who just want to get together, who just want to have a family and have kids. You've got people coming at you from all directions saying, well, families are bad for Western civilization. If you don't want to kiss a man, then you're not really a man. If you don't want to have sex with someone of the same sex as you, then you are a bigot and you are racist and you are hateful. And it's this maze, this Rube Goldberg machine of just all kinds of different bromides and tropes that you have to wade through in order to just get a date. If you're a young man out there, a young man or a young woman, and you just want to live a normal life without being told that you're a bigot, racist, sexist, homophobe every 10 minutes, please send me an email. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on the ground. And I want you to know that there are people out there who support you, that there are people out there who want to stand up for freedom, rationality, and reality above all. Email me, shackgeneral@yahoo.com, or get me on Twitter @shackgeneral. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I hope you have a wonderful weekend filled with liberal tears and lots and lots and lots of covfefe.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.